Stefano Tsitsipas survives a tight 5-set encounter with all-time great Andy Murray. Andre Rublev moves past big-serving Ivo Karlovic in straight sets. Brandon Nakashima upsets the American number one and home soil favorite John Isner. Plus, other news from US Open Day 1. You're listening to Setpoint. US Open Day 1 is over. Some really exciting development today. Let's launch right in with the match we're all looking forward to, Tsitsipas against Murray. Andy Murray took third seed Stefano Tsitsipas into 5 sets before the Greek closed out the match in the 5th. Tsitsipas lets off a loose service game early in the first set, giving the break to Murray at just 2-1. Murray piles on the pressure in Tsitsipas' next service game. At 30-all, Murray defends some aggressive hitting and a drop shot from Tsitsipas. Tsitsipas misses an overhead and gives the break to Murray 4-1. The set finishes in a tight deuce game, including an impressive lob from a drop volley from Tsitsipas on Murray's set point. However, Murray manages to close things out 6-2. Tsitsipas comes back roaring in the second set, pushing Murray to 3 deuces at 1-2, in which Murray fends off a break point with an ace. Both players play solid service games, but Andy Murray loses 2 break point chances at 5-4. During the highly contested tiebreak, Murray became a wall at the net against Tsitsipas at 5-3, but sadly slipped and fell at a change of direction. At 6-5, Murray's set point, Murray defends like old times from almost the first row seats against Tsitsipas' heavy hitting, lobbing twice before Tsitsipas managed to finish him off. Murray hits a backhand unforced error on his next set point during the tiebreak at 7-6, and then hits a double fault and another backhand error to give Tsitsipas the second set. Things do not look better in the third set for Tsitsipas, however, as he hits a double fault on his first service point and concedes an early break at 2-love. At 3-1, Tsitsipas was given 4 break chances, but Murray holds, hitting 2 aces on break points. Murray finishes the set in impressive fashion, punching a backhand counterattack at Tsitsipas' shoelaces and then hits a forehand down the line winner from inside the court. The momentum shifts early in the fourth, with Tsitsipas hitting 2 winners and drawing a number of unforced errors from Murray to get the early break 2-0. Murray avoids the bagel at 5-love, drawing 2 unforced errors and hitting an overhead at 15-30 down to bring the set to 5-1. Tsitsipas plays a loose service game from here, giving a love 40 lead to Murray. He saves 2 break points with aces, but Murray takes a break back with a forehand winner to bring the set to 5-2. Tsitsipas misses set point with a backhand error at 5-3, but serves it out in the end 6-3. Fifth and final set, tensions are high and some are anticipating an upset. Tsitsipas takes the early break at love all and saves break point at 2-1. Despite some competitive return games, Murray was unable to find another break point. He went down swinging until a final point, conceding the match to love at 6-4. Tsitsipas now takes on Adrian Mannarino in round 2. Moving now to Andre Rublev's match with Ivo Karlovic at Grand Stand. According to the IBM Slam Tracker stats, Rublev has had more success on serve than Karlovic, which is amazing. Rublev made 78% first serves compared to Karlovic's 70%, and won 85% of first serve points compared to Karlovic's 82%. The big difference comes in the second serve stats, where Rublev won an impressive 68% compared to Karlovic's 46%. Rublev broke Karlovic's enormous serve twice, once as early as 1-love in the first set, where he swatted Karlovic's forehand at the net for a backhand pass. Rublev breaks again at 1-love in the third. Rublev himself faced 4 break points, but held on for dear life without dropping a single one. Rublev himself faced 4 break points, but held on for dear life without dropping a single one, since, as we know, once you get broken by Karlovic, you're in a big hole with no ladder. The pair went to a tiebreak in the second set. The sound of Karlovic's racket as he serves is something else, but Rublev raced ahead after 2-all to win the second set tiebreak at 7-3. If you want to watch something incredible, head over to the official US Open YouTube channel and watch the highlight point at 3-love, 15-love in the third, where Rublev slaps a forehand return winner off of Karlovic's serve. For now though, Rublev needs to rest up and prepare for his round 2 match with Pedro Martinez. The next noteworthy result in the draw is Brandon Nakashima's impressive straight sets victory over 19th seed and American favorite John Isner. Nakashima had nerves of steel, winning both the first and second set tiebreak at razor-thin margins, 9-7 and 8-6. Nakashima's serve outmatched Isner's return today. Despite only making 58% first serves, Nakashima won an impressive 72% of his second serves compared to Isner's shockingly low 50%. In addition, he won an incredible 91% of points when he did make his first serve compared to Isner's 75%. Nakashima hit some truly terrifying returns against one of the best servers in history and showed his incredible agility by chasing down Isner's scary heavy hitting and net play, including a squash shot winner at love 2 down in the second set tiebreak that traveled less than a toe's length above the net. The decisive break came in the third set at 4-3 Isner's service. After getting aced, Nakashima hits a forehand winner and draws three net errors from Isner to get the break. He closes out the set in style, acing Isner before cleaning things up with a forehand winner. Nakashima has no time to chill, however, he faces qualifier and Belgrade 1 finalist Alex Molchan. Despite ranking far lower than Nakashima, Molchan has a terrifying universal tennis rating of 15.31, which is comparable to players like Hugo Humbert and Jensen Brooksby, and higher than Nakashima's 15.21. We shall see how this turns out on Wednesday. A quick recap of other results today. Tournament's second favorite Daniil Medvedev wins his first round match with Richard Gasquet in three sets. This is Cilic's first mid-match retirement in more than 800 matches, according to Reuters reporter Amy Tenery. Carlos Alcaraz continues to impress, taking out 26th seed Cameron Norrie in three. Qualifier Peter Goyochik triumphs over 23rd seed Hugo Humbert in five. Casper Ruud moves past Yuichi Sugita in three. Diego Schwartzman is through to round two with a win over Ricardas Berankis in three. Felix Auger-Aliassime wins in four against Yevgeny Donskoy, a match which includes three tiebreaks. Christian Garin drops a set against Nurmagomedov but wins in four. Roberto Bautista Agut takes out Nick Kyrgios in three, including a bagel in the final set. Dan Evans moves into round two with a win over Thiago Monteiro in four. Manarino takes out compatriot Pierre-Hugues Herbert from two sets down in five. Marcos Giron wins over Antoine Huang in three. Pablo Andujar beats Mikhail Kukushkin from two sets down in five. Francis Tiafoe downs Chris Eubanks in four. Dominic Kupfer takes down Quinton Halas in five. Alexei Poprin takes down Ryder Albert in four. Arthur Rinderknecht wins from two sets down against Kecmanovic in five. Rusevori makes it through Kamil Maschak in four. Qualifier Botic van der Zandschulp wins from two sets down against Carlos Tabaner in five. Qualifier Alex Molchan wins over Jem Ikel in four. Qualifier Henry Laxinen takes out John Millman in three. Dusan Lajovic takes out Benoit Paire in four. Qualifier Tabata Moraes takes out Feliciano Lopez in five. Facundo Bagnis wins over Taro Daniel in three, and Kevin Anderson wins over Jiří Veselý in five, winning three tiebreaks. Some exciting round one matches tomorrow. Matteo Berrettini takes on Jeremy Shardy in round one. Shardy is surprisingly competitive against the Wimbledon finalist with a Tennis Abstract hardcourt rating of 1762.1, which is more than 30 points higher than Berrettini's 1730.5. Tournament favorite Novak Djokovic starts his US Open run against the very talented next-gen challenger Holger Rune. If you've enjoyed this US Open installment of Setpoint, please consider supporting Setpoint over at my support platform, Buy Me A Coffee. Head on over to buymeacoffee.com/setpoint. My name is Amos. You've been listening to Setpoint. See you tomorrow.